Welcome to LBIC's experience of Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is simply a guided meditation on a particular passage of Scripture. Before each reading of the Scripture, you will be given something to pay attention to. The objective is not to study the Scripture, but to listen and be attentive to what the Holy Spirit might be saying. Whatever the Spirit might say to us should draw us closer to the person of Jesus, who is God in the flesh. We welcome you to today's Lectio experience.
This reading comes from 1 Peter 2, verses 23 to 25. The same text will be read three times. Before each reading, there will be some simple instructions to guide your interaction with the reading. After the reading, there will be a time of silence to give you space to be attentive to how the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you. This first reading is simply a plain reading of the text. This will give you an opportunity to remind yourself that you are in God's presence, right now, where you are. It is a chance simply to hear the Scripture. A reading from 1 Peter 2, verses 23 to 25. When he was insulted, he did not answer back with an insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but placed his hopes in God, the righteous judge. Christ himself carried our sins in his body to the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. It is by his wounds that you have been healed. You were like sheep that had lost their way, but now you have been brought back to follow the shepherd and keeper of your souls. During the second reading, pay attention to a word or phrase you feel drawn to. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 23 to 25. When he was insulted, he did not answer back with an insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but placed his hopes in God, the righteous judge. Christ himself carried our sins in his body to the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. It is by his wounds that you have been healed. You were like sheep that had lost their way, but now you have been brought back to follow the shepherd and keeper of your souls. During this final reading, listen for the invitation of God. What is God inviting you into? What is God inviting you to receive? Is there a particular way God is inviting you to respond? 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 23 to 25. When he was insulted, he did not answer back with an insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but placed his hopes in God, the righteous judge. Christ himself carried our sins in his body to the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. It is by his wounds that you have been healed. You were like sheep that had lost their way, but now you have been brought back to follow the shepherd and keeper of your souls. Now, take a few moments to journal a few words or sentences about your experience with God in this time.